This is GQDN for Tuesday, May 28th, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those drink mixes. Really, really good. Lots of energy. They keep you focused. You do that. Go to the checkout line. Put in the promo code QUEST. And you get 25% off of your purchase. Excellent stuff. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. Lots of stuff up there. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we have a little bit of Dragon's Dogma loot news. How about Dragon Quest? And maybe someone who'd like to beat up some dragons. Stellar Blade. Yep, Eve's in here too. But since I just said PlayStation game, let's talk about PlayStation. Because the days of play are now live. And Push Square has two articles. We're going to summarize everything because the PlayStation blog said, here's all of it. And there's a lot within the days of play. So there were some surprises, such as Sly Cooper, Tomb Raider, and Star Wars are on the PlayStation 2 games on the PlayStation Plus Premium. So there you go. You got all that. But there are some essentials that are in there as well, such as SpongeBob SquarePants The Cosmic Shake, AEW Fight Forever, Streets of Rage 4, Dredge, Lego Marvel Super Heroes 2, Cricket 24, Ghostbusters, Rise of the Ghost Lord, Walkabout, Mini Golf, Synth Riders, Before Your Eyes, The Walking Dead Saints and Sinners Chapters 1 and 2, GTA San Andreas Definitive Edition, Tomb Raider Legend, Star Wars Clone Wars, and Sly Cooper Thievius Raccoonus. Keep in mind, some of them are up there now. The first three are, but they go from May 29th all the way down to June 11th. So I said Dredge, that's May 29th. I said Sly Cooper and the Thievius Raccoonus is June 11th. So there are some other ones that are in there as well, such as Nickelodeon's All-Star Brawl 2, No Man's Sky, Payday 2, Payday 3, PGA 2K23, and the PGA Tour 2K23. Praise there. Yep, that one. Stalker is also there as well. Skull and Bones. Marvel Spider-Man 2. I did say Star Wars, right? Battlefront 1 and 2. Jedi. Couple different games there. Star Wars Dark Forces. And Star Wars Squadrons. All that stuff. The Jackbox Party Pack, that's 1 through 6, along with the Jackbox Party Trilogy, the Quad Pack, the Quint Pack, and the Party Trilogy 2.0, The Last of Us 2, and The Last of Us 2 Remastered, and the Digital Deluxe Edition, Tomb Raider Definitive Edition, that's what they were talking about, Transformers Earthspark Expedition, Transformers Beyond Reality, so if you're interested and those FPSs, they're there. WWE 2K24 is there as well, along with the 40 years of WrestleMania edition and the cross-gen edition. There's a lot of games, a lot. I'm guessing around 150 games, if not more. And it does start tomorrow, May 29th. It'll be on for a limited time. And that includes the sales of, for instance, 29% off Marvel Spider-Man 2, 25% off of Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, and 30% off of WWE 2K24 and Tekken 8. Yeah, all those. Now, DualShockers also had a bit of an opinion piece. And they were saying that half of the PlayStation gamers prefer Call of Duty on PlayStation 4. And that was really 48% of the players who do not want to part with their PlayStation 4. So that's why IGN found an image on Reddit about the Black Ops 6, which is available on the next-gen consoles, but also on PlayStation 4. In fact, Tom Henderson did say on Twitter that almost half the Call of Duty players are sticking with PlayStation 4 and will not budge about it. So here's what he said for real. Quote, 48% of PlayStation players that play Call of Duty are on the PlayStation 4. That's why past gen isn't going anywhere for Call of Duty. Pretty hard stance. But if you like to play with Eve, DualShockers also said that The Stellar Blade may have a sequel. Now, that's still in discussion right now at the Shipped Up Studios. And that's according to the game director, Kim Hyung-tae. And he was talking to Famitsu. And that's where both Kim and his technical director, Lee Dong-ji, was talking about the success of Stellar Blade and the studio plans going forward. Now, there are some plans that will add a photo mode to Stellar Blade and the optional outfits for Eve, which we already know about that. But there also are some, quote, long-term plans, end quote, for the updates of Stellar Blade. Now, Kim did not make any commitment to a sequel, but he did say that Shipped Up is considering it. But it might not just be that. There might be a PC port for Stellar Blade. So, here's what they said. They, being the makers of Stellar Blade, Shipped Up, saying a statement, quote, "For Stellar Blade, we have plans to introduce new gameplay elements, including downloadable content releases, a PC version, and new intellectual property collaborations." So we shall see what happens with Stellar Blade. Now, we also have news about Dragon Quest. Pure Xbox was talking about it. And in fact, there was a meeting about the game today. And that's mainly because the concerns about the status of the project. But there's some progress with it, so it may be moving along. So, Yui Harari did give an update on the social media. Here's what he said, quote, "There has been some worry about Dragon Quest XII, but I was actually in a meeting about it until just a bit ago," end quote. Now, we do know that two of the people did pass away about the game. And we also know that he could not give out any details about the game and how it's progressing. So, this is one of the ones I'm really looking at, one of my favorites. So you know I got my eyes on it, and I bet you do too. But that's not the only thing I got my eyes on. Mm-mm. Dot Esports did say that Black Ops 6 did drop a live-action trailer, and it did feature some real-life politicians, among other things. So, I'm going to start the way the article started. Saddam Hussein did talk in the trailer, and he said, quote, "If it is the truth you seek, look in the dark," end quote. So yes, that is a live-action trailer for Call of Duty Black Ops 6, where there are some real-life politicians, along with some cryptic messaging. So, who are the politicians? Well, how about the former Prime Minister in the UK, Margaret Thatcher, former US President, well, once you're President, you're still President, George Bush Sr., and Bill Clinton, along with the Secretary of State, Colin Powell. And they were all portrayed by actors, and they were all in that trailer, which I will see later. Yes, that's got me intrigued, but I bet you're intrigued about it too. So, we'll see what happens with that one. Now, we get to Stardew Valley. Games Radar did say that, well, if you want to make mods about the game, do it, so long as they are not canon. So, Eric Barone, which is the Stardew Valley creator, did say that there's a 1.6 update where you could farm gems and help out the community of modders that keep the game up. Now, there are a bunch of mods and a lot of additional fan-driven content. So, he did speak with PC Gamer about the mods, and he said, quote, "I'm open to mods and fine with anyone making any mods they want," end quote. And he also did say that he says it's all right to adjust some of the things and add to the story as the modders do want. In fact, one of them did work with Barone on update 1.6. So, people can do that if they want to, but the developers also did say that the mods are not canon. So, PC Gamer did dive in a little bit deeper with the interview. So, here's what Barone did say about that. Quote, "I don't mind if people want to add their own fan stories to their game, as long as it's clear it's not canon." Now, Barone also said that you should try the game out without mods, to see if the mods are indeed cool with you. Well, we shall see. Now we get to Silent Hill. GameSpot.com did say that Konami did announce they will be hosting another Silent Hill transmission showcase this week, and that'll air on Thursday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. EST. So yeah, we're going to be talking about that Friday. But there was no other information about it. It's all that they said is a new broadcast coming in. So we'll keep our eyes on it. Oh, PC Gamer did say that Larian was pushing some ideas around for Baldur's Gate 4, but they didn't have the fire for it. So here's what the CEO, Sven Bicky, did say at GDC earlier this year. And all they said was, quote, no DLC, no sequel. It was just a dream project, and it was perfectly executed. So it's up to the Wizards of the Coast, or Hasbro, so you could work out the future for the Baldur's Gate. And basically that doesn't mean that Larian would never have thought about it. But Adam Smith, the Baldur's Gate narrative director, was talking to Games Radar, and they said that the studio was, quote, pushing around ideas for Baldur's Gate 4, but we didn't have the fire for, end quote. Now they were at the Digital Dragons event in Poland, where he did address the decision to do a different game. We know what Sven did say about it, but Smith had about the same vibe. So here's what he said, quote, for us, we didn't have anything unfinished that we wanted to say. We wanted to move on to other worlds, and we tried. We didn't start pushing around ideas for Baldur's Gate 4, and they didn't excite us. We didn't have the fire. It feels like it should have been a harder decision than what it was, but it wasn't. Now, we know that Larian is independent, and we also know that Baldur's Gate 3 was just a great, big, enormous success. But Larian didn't need to do Baldur's Gate 4 because they got enough money to do any game that they want. So here's what Smith say about the fire. Quote, we came to the realization, do we have that fire? And we didn't. It was so obvious we don't do it. And it's great work in a place where that's true. And you're not told, yeah, but it'll earn us this much money, so therefore we're going to do it. That was never a question. They did talk about the DLC, but once again, they said no, because they already told their story. That'll be up to somebody else. But they might be doing something different. Oh, Overwatch, what did you do? Well, we know that, according to Esports Insider, that Porsche and Overwatch has got together. But this has gone on a little bit further, because Porsche is going to be a part of the DreamHack Dallas Major. In fact, the ESL Faceit Group did announce a partnership with Porsche for the Overwatch Championship Series Major at DreamHack Dallas. Now, this will be the first major that ESL Faceit will have since the former Overwatch League has closed. Now, to help with this and help with the excitement of this, Blizzard Entertainment did announce a crowdfunding bundle, and now will have some in-game items, and a portion of the revenue will contribute to the event's prize pool. And that will be with the launching of the Overwatch Championship Series, because Overwatch 2 circuit is seeing a bit of resurgence. But is it? We shall see. Now we got out of the sports corner, then we go to TarcharCade.com, and they're saying that Terrace Land, a fantasy MMORPG, is going to iOS, Android, and PC on June 21st. And they already got 3 million pre-registrations. And since it will launch on June 21st, that announcement came with a new trailer. It'll be Terrace Land Rage of the Dragon, 6/21, so about a month from now. Now, Terrace Land ships with 9 classes. It means warriors, mages, priests, with some paths to master. So are you going to play it? That'd be the question. Well, some people were playing an unannounced hero shooter. According to GamesRadar.com, that was Valve's game, and it hit nearly 1,000 concurrent PC players over the past 24 hours. Yet Valve is keeping their mouths shut. So there were some screenshots about this game, and the game was currently in development, and they're showing some character maps and artwork. So we'll see what happens. We'll end today with a bit of congratulations, because Dragon's Dogma 2 hit 3 million sales. Gematsu, thanks for the news. And Capcom did announce it. 3 million. Well done to them. Well done to all of you. You made it to the end of the show. This has been a Don Forge production. 2024, all rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. Until then, go play some games, people.